The end of the rainy season in CAR is typically a volatile and dangerous period, and this year has proved no different. Tensions have flared in the PK5 neighbourhood in the capital Bangui, with some 13 people killed last week. Outside the capital, recent clashes between opposing factions and retaliatory attacks against local people have resulted in what the UN has described as a significant loss of civilian life. Speaking through an interpreter, Ambrosine Kupongo, the ambassador of the Central African Republic at the UN, had this to say to the Security Council on Monday.
We've spoken here about tensions among communities. In fact, what's going on are provocations, and I would prefer to hear people mention groups of bandits, gangs, people who trample peace in our country, who do everything they can to prevent us from achieving the goal we want.
The UN peacekeeping mission in CAR, MINUSCA, was established in 2014 to protect civilians and to support a transition to peace. The chair of the CAR Configuration Peacebuilding Commission, which is contributing to the process, is Abdelrasek Lassel.
The Central African Republic has come a long way since its last relapse into conflicts. Since 2012, this council is following closely the development of the situation of the country and witnessed the positive steps achieved recently after the return of the constitutional order. Yet, the path to stability is still hampered by many challenges, and a risk of relapse is unfortunately still a plausible scenario.
Hervé Ladsous, the head of UN peacekeeping operations who oversees MINUSCA, told the Security Council that the world should not ignore the needs of the country.
Continued international support to assist the Central African people in their efforts to stabilize the country. In previous crises in the Central African Republic, often what happened was that the international community failed to live up to its commitments over time. And this obviously each time undermined the stabilization efforts.
However, despite the problems, Mr. Ladsou said there was cause for optimism.
These are developments are certainly give rise to concern, but at the same time, we have to note that the Central African authorities have continued to progress on implementing President Touadéra's vision for the future of the country, including by engaging with the armed groups to start a formal dialogue on the launch of the National Program on Disarmament, Demobilization, Reintegration and Repatriation.
Next month, a donors' conference will take place in Brussels, the importance of which, according to Mr. Ladsous, cannot be overemphasized. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.